This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today refused to put a stay on the implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA. The Apex Court also gave the government 3 weeks to respond to 237 petitions challenging the law that was notified last week. The matter was heard by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra. The petitioners included the Indian Union Muslim League, opposition leaders Jairam Ramesh of the Congress and Mahua Moitro of the Trinamool Congress. The next hearing has been set for the 9th of April. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today participated in a roadshow at Palakkad in Kerala as part of the NDA election campaign. This was Mr. Modi's first campaign event in Kerala after the announcement of the general elections. BJP State President K. Surendran and NDA candidates from Palakkad and Ponnani Lok Sabha constituencies were in an open vehicle along with the Prime Minister. After the roadshow, Mr. Modi proceeded to Salem in Tamil Nadu, where he addressed a public meeting. He said the NDA has got new energy following the seat-sharing deal with the PMK. The Congress Working Committee today discussed the party's manifesto for the 2024 Lok Sabha votes. The committee held its meeting in New Delhi, which was attended by party president Mallikarjun Kharge, former president Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi and other senior leaders including Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, P. Chidambaram, Digvijay Singh, Ajay Makan and K.C. Venugopal. Briefing media after the meeting, Mr. Venugopal said the party's working committee authorized the Congress president to have a final approval for the manifesto. Earlier in a social media post, Mr. Kharge claimed that his party's manifesto has been regarded as a document of trust and commitment. He added that the country is demanding a change. Former Indian ambassador to the US, Taranjit Singh Sandhu, has joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. He joined the party in the presence of BJP General Secretaries Vinod Tavre and Tarun Chugh. There are media reports that Mr. Sandhu can contest in the Lok Sabha polls from Punjab. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha MLA Sita Soren today joined the BJP in New Delhi. She was inducted in the party in the presence of Party General Secretary Vinod Tavre. Sita Soren is the sister-in-law of former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren. The BJP today came down heavily on AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for repeatedly skipping the Enforcement Directorate summons linked with the Delhi excise policy. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra claimed there is enough evidence against him in the case. Referring to a recent judgment of a Delhi court, Mr. Patra said the summons against Mr. Kejriwal were legal. He accused the Chief Minister of making excuses to avoid the summons. Delhi's Rouse Avenue court today extended the judicial custody of Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia till April the 6th in alleged Delhi's liquor policy case. This comes following his appearance in the money laundering case filed by the Enforcement Directorate ED. Earlier, the Delhi court had extended the judicial custody of former Deputy Chief Minister Sisodia till the 22nd of this month in a CBI case related to the now scrapped liquor excise policy. Sanjay Mukherjee, 1989 batch IPS officer, will be the new DGP and IGP of West Bengal. Yesterday, Vivek Sahai, IPS, was appointed to the post after Rajiv Kumar was transferred from the post by the Election Commission. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key absconding member of the banned Popular Front of India, PFI, for the murder of RSS leader Srinivasan in Kerala. According to the NIA, Shafiq was absconding since the targeted killing of Srinivasan in Palakkad on the 16th of April 2022. He is a resident of Malappuram district and he was part of the PFI machinery and hit squads that had carried out the heinous killing of Srinivasan. The 2024 edition of the Swiss Open Super 300 badminton tournament will begin in Basel this evening. In men's singles, India's Lakshya Sen, Kidambi Srikanth, Priyanshu Rajawat and K. George will play their round of 32 matches today, while Sameer Verma and S.K. Karunakaran are appearing in the qualifiers today. In women's doubles, the six-seeded duo of Rashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krasto will take on Indonesia's Melisa Trias, Puspitari and Rachel Elisa Rose. And with that, we end this news bulletin.